911 emergency, what are you reporting?
You're listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch, sponsored by our friends at Watson.
Everybody, welcome back to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch. If we're talking dispatch, hey man, we're talking right to you. You should be listening to us and saying, hey friends, you know what? I listen to this great podcast and it's been so great. They are delicious over there at that place. So
delicious.
So here we go. This is a great podcast.
I like it.
It's
okay.
A great episode today. We've got some usual suspects out there. We've got Leslie up there. Leslie, hello.
How's it going? Life
freedom.
Is good. Beautiful sunshine. Love it.
Rockstar.
And Glenna, how goes whatever state you're living in currently?
I'm in Southern California, and it's beautiful down here. It's a whole whopping maybe 60 degrees, so it's a little chilly.
Lovely.
But we're enjoying it.
And John, how goes Florida on the other side with you're just live up from Leslie there? So how's that go?
The rays extend east.
Extend east. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I couldn't remember which way it was. And here in beautiful Murfreesboro, Tennessee, it's absolutely gorgeous outside today. So it's supposed to rain like craziness on Wednesday, though. So we'll deal with that. Anywho, our special guest today is Arthur. And Arthur's got a really great little opportunity he did up in Washington State. So, Arthur, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do. And then we'll get into what little adventure you had.
Awesome. Well, it's interesting to hear that you're from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I kind of began my career in team development in the Tennessee, Kentucky area. I was with the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment out of Fort Campbell.
I'm not from here. I'm from LA, but you know, I moved here like everybody.
Gotcha. Yeah. So just, you know, right on the Kentucky, Tennessee border. So that's where things kind of started for me in learning about teams and team development and how to create high performing teams. And when I got out of the military, I didn't have a college degree. I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew that I cared about people and I cared about selling things and helping people use product to solve problems. And so I got into sales and so ever since then I've been leading sales teams, and developing sales professionals really in so many different industries that it's
you may have
it's
to ask almost... you about building teamwork because that's kind of a big issue in concept.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I know we're going to talk about Arthur's experience in the comp center, but I'm like
let's hear about that.
Let's switch this up a little bit.
Okay, so go ahead, Arthur, sorry.
Yeah. So you know, products, there's all kinds of different products out there, but in reality to be successful in sales, it's about developing a team that that focuses more on giving folks the opportunity to solve a problem rather than what can I get out of folks, right? Wow. So when we go into comm centers and we're talking to folks about their environment, we're trying to give them the opportunity to tell us about what their issues are and what's uncomfortable, what their problems are, so that we can develop a solution.
And Arthur, I don't think we said where you actually work.
I should probably say that. So I am the national sales manager for Watson Furniture Group. So that's Watson Consoles. I kind of oversee the console side of the company.
Yeah.
It's the new industry for me, sort of. So my nephew is a PSAP supervisor for the Seattle Care, which used to be Seattle 911. So he's been in the industry for 16, almost 17 years now.
Wow.
And so I've always heard the stories and had conversations with him, but really never really had the opportunity to sit down and just see what it is that these folks are doing. And so I was able to do that just the other day, and really, really an amazing experience.
How did that go? Did you sit on, like, were they answering calls or were they working on the radio or both or what?
Yeah. So I did a little of both. So I sat with my nephew, who's a supervisor. I sat with him on radios for about an hour. And I'll tell you that kind of blew me away, because as a supervisor, he's hearing like all the bands, like every radio in the precinct is kind of going off at the same time. And he's explaining to me all the layout, all the monitors and where the CAD system is and what he's got going on over here while all this is going on. And he's like, his like brain is like segmented into all of these different channels. So he can really kind of listen what's going on. And as he explained, I'm not really listening for everything. I'm just listening for keywords.
Yeah.
And if there's keywords, it grabs my attention and I, you know, make notes on that. And I, so, but at really the same time, he's explaining
here. Cause I mean, we've all been dispatched. So you're preaching to the choir. All of us have been like, yeah, know what you mean.
Yeah. But it was like for somebody who is experiencing that for the first time and sitting there, it's like, how are you explaining to me all of this stuff while still hearing what's going on? And it's just amazing. It's amazing skill set.
Cause he's phenomenal.
Yeah. I agree. So I was able to spend an hour on radios with him. And then he set me up with a call taker. And I sat with the call taker for an hour and listened to him take. He probably took in that hour, he probably took six calls.
Wow.
What did they say?
Like, they know who you work for. So they're like,
yes.
Do they have your consoles in that place where you were at?
They do. Yes.
Okay. So when they were using it, did they tell you like, this works great and this maybe needs some improvement?
yeah, sure. And they've got older generation lots and stuff in there, so they don't have our newest and greatest. Nice. They're probably, I think they got their furniture in 2015, so it's about 10 years old. But for the and they have all of our linear units, and so some of the folks were saying, oh yeah, when we upgrade, we want to go with the corner console. Like that idea better.
Yeah.
They're doing a new monitor configuration. Everybody's kind of going either. What we're noticing is there's a lot of monitor changing. We would prefer to go from 8 monitors to maybe 2 large monitors that we can segment.
That'd be cool.
But then if you have those large monitors, can you still see over them in order to see your video wall? And so there was some conversation about that. The thing that I heard most from them was love the heater. I use my heater almost every day. It's always cold in here. So for the most part, they were focused on having me understand their experience rather than kind of complain to me about what's going on or what they need in furniture. I think on a subsequent visit, I would love to sit down and get more of that input. But again, my mindset was more about giving them the opportunity to share what it is that they do with me rather than what can I get out of these people? What information can I gain from them? And so it's just an amazing time. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I think it's interesting that Arthur, you say one of the things that they talked about most is just the creature comforts. I want to be comfortable at work. And then having an opportunity to see them do the job because their focus is so many other different places.
Yeah.
It really just is, I'm dry, I'm warm, I'm cool, whatever it is. But I mean, it doesn't take a lot, but it's so vital because if that one thing, and we've all been in that situation where we're either too hot or too cold or whatever, that everything else just, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I think that's interesting that you had that opportunity. And I love that you got a chance to be in there. And I would love to pick your brain about, okay, so now you've done this and you've had a chance to sit down and you've watched them work. What was your big takeaway? What now that you have that experience, what's your big learning point?
You know, that's a really great question. And one of the things I can't help from being in a lot of different industries and having a mindset of developing teams, one of the things that I always look for, and I just can't help myself in looking for this, is what is the personality type? What is the type of person that is drawn to this kind of work? Right. So as I'm as I'm sitting in there and I'm watching them and I'm listening to them interact and take control, yet show empathy. You know what it reminded me of? I spent some time in education as well. And it reminded me of like really great teachers have that same kind of mindset, that same kind of heart of I'm gonna be empathetic here. I'm gonna give you hope, but I'm also gonna be solid as an oak for you in this moment. And it just like really great teachers have that same kind of vibe, right? So I got that out of it. I asked, you know, are there days when you can't leave it, but like there, like, how do you disconnect? It's the end of your shift and you're ready to leave at the end of the day. How do you disconnect from the things that you dealt with in that day? And the young man that I was sitting with said, you know, I'm pretty good at it. Some of the stuff that happens with kids, I have to work that out. And I've got a great family and I've got a great wife, and I'm able to have those conversations with my wife when I get home that kind of help me digest that or help me cleanse that. But for the most part, when I walk through the doors, it's done. And that's actually what he really enjoys about the job, because in a past life, he was a behavioral therapist for kids with autism.
Holy cow.
Right.
And now he's supervising for the dispatch center. Yeah. Similar.
Right. Yeah. So again, there's that mindset. There's that heart that I want to be here in your moment of craziness. I want to be something stable for you to hold on to and get you a solution. And I just think it's admirable. So again, that's really what I was able to gather. What surprised me was I guess in my mind, I thought, okay, my nephew's a supervisor, so he probably supervises the call takers, or he supervises the radio folks, or he supervises admin. Or what I didn't know is that he does all those things and that they shift between
everything.
Each of those areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that never dawned on me. I figured there's like his team of people that he supervises, and it's not the case. It's there's people at this shift that he sees every day, but there's also people that will switch shifts and he kind of knows everybody and he kind of knows everything. Yep. And with the call takers as well, when I sat down with the young man who was a call taker, he said, hey, my first 10 minutes or so, I'm setting up the break for everybody for this next shift. And so they're all through CAD, they're all sending him their requests for break, and he's putting together his spreadsheet. And I'm like, wow,
the spreadsheet, the important stuff.
right. You know, I was just like, okay, I had never thought that would be getting done right now, but cool, right?
You have to go to break sometimes. It's like,
yep. Exactly.
You keep going.
So that rotation, that was really interesting to me as well, that it's that you've got to really understand each of those positions. You really need to understand each, like, what is your role during this shift, and tomorrow, what is my role? And if somebody goes down or if something happens and you've got to move into a different area, you're ready for that. Yeah. So there's a lot of redundancy is not, I guess it is. I mean, they all know everything that's going on. And so they can step in at that moment. It's pretty interesting.
Going to the frontier specifically, did you notice some dispatchers or supervisors that use the full console, and then some, I'm just going to stick with the keyboard in this tray. Like, some people take advantage of everything at their disposal, like from this side of the desk to this side of the desk.
Yeah.
You know, papers everywhere, like I do. And other people are like, I don't have anything else but one pen.
Yeah. No, I think there, everybody, so they have five monitors. They have four on the bottom and kind of one on top, and they're getting ready to switch that to a three on the bottom and two on top. And they have a linear console, several, they really had to use the whole work surface, because each console had two to three keyboards and two to three mice or mouses, you know what I'm talking about. So they were at one time, my
look at Arthur. He's like
on overload.
Arthur's like, I'm using some, are you using AT&T? Arthur, you
wonder why we're laughing.
Frozen up. Oh my goodness. But
No.
There he is.
Oh, you're coming back now, a little at a time.
Oh, wait. No, now he's just.
Yeah, you're kind of frozen in a different spot. Will, that's. Oh, my.
And Leslie.
Leslie and saying, oh, she's over there now. So she just likes moving around the screen. I got you. You're muted, Leslie. So when you talk, it just looks like you're mouthing something. So. Arthur, well, we're almost out of time anyway for this thing. We're already at less than 2 minutes to go. But. We definitely want to have you back to talk about teamwork.
What's wrong with
sorry, I'm pointing. We have to have Arthur back.
Yes, we definitely do.
The team, and I think it's so vital, and if Arthur's still listening.
Absolutely.
You can hear us.
Yeah, he can hear us. You just can't see us.
Yeah, the outside perspective of creating teams from a different viewpoint. So
definitely that teamwork.
Don't you love
it? I thought, man, that's exactly.
Don't you love his perspective though on just like who he is, his driving force? He sounds like a dispatcher.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have somebody like that supports this business that really gets it. Like his driving force.
They're not just selling something.
To support. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, and I heard from him. Passion, passion, and support the people who do the job, and that's it. Doesn't matter what role you're in, but so Arthur, if you can still hear us, we can't wait to have you back. But
I know it was so nice talking with you, Arthur.
We'll definitely contact you and get another time to get together and have this talk about teamwork and stuff like that, because you've got some great experience, and we're going to talk about that. But Arthur is one of our sponsors right there. That's Watson Furniture and Consoles that does sponsor us, which is kind of nice to have that. And I know I talked to Joe the other day about how we're doing on social media. We are almost past 30,000 podcast plays in 50 countries. So we're out there a lot. And we've been getting a bunch of different people coming on all the time. I keep watching the Facebook page, and we get more people listening and stuff like that, which is great. So if you want to be a guest like Arthur down there, then don't have AT&T, but come with us, get a better Verizon thing out there, and you can actually come and be a guest on this thing. So until next time, everybody, go out and make it a great day, because you know we all will.
Watson Consoles is a proud sponsor of the We Speak Dispatch podcast. For more information or to schedule a showroom tour, visit watsonconsoles.com.